Good. How are you?
All right. After some good work the last couple of days, guys are getting better. A lot of defense is really stepping up. I like what they're doing up front. Up front is doing a really good job. Secondary is getting a little better. Some things, linebackers are improving a little bit. Offensively, it flashes at times. Got to get more consistent. On both sides. I mean, sometimes right now both sides are making plays because the other guy makes a mistake again. We got to get a little more consistency. We got to get more depth, more guys you can depend on both sides to play that you can count on. But that's going to come. Some of those young guys, first time out, are getting better. So making progress, getting there, not nowhere close, but, very interesting.
What did you see in the scrimmage from the secondary that would make you say, yeah, they're getting better?
They made some plays. I mean, now we got the good rush. We complimented, made plays, you know, got off the field on third down at times, but then offense made plays too. Just, you know, it was back and forth. They went back and forth at times on situations. So we just got to continue to improve.
Are you confident when you say that you see good things from the defensive line, that's because they're that good? And what does that mean about the offensive
line? Well, you know, we keep talking about the offensive line. We were 15th in the country last year and ran for 200-some yards and threw for 270. I wouldn't say that's too bad. So you don't. A guy just broke every school record known to man, and the quarterback had 30-some touchdowns. So I wouldn't say that was too bad. We keep cranking on this line. I think they've been pretty daggone productive in my evaluation. But the defensive front is a good group.
Kimbo, as you sit now looking over scrimmage and then where you are as a roster, how close are you to where you want to be depth-wise?
Nowhere close. We're guys who can play championship-level football. I mean, we got to get better. We got some guys. We have to get a lot more guys to understand. Some of them, it's just you. Some of them are getting put in situations they've never been in. Some guys are having to take roles they've never been in, you know, whatever it may be. Or, you know, you're the bell cow now. You're the guy out front. You know, that's all a different deal than just playing and being a good player. You got to take a different responsibility. So from that standpoint, we got to get a lot better. And the young guys, we got to improve them. So, you know, when the injuries and things occur, like it's happening in our wideouts, I mean, you're playing out 7, out 1, out 13. They got to get healthy. We didn't have 6. And those guys are all banged up. But, I mean, not serious things, just knacks and pulls. But, you know, that happens in the season. You got to get guys to step up. And that goes in any position, whether it's defensive line, offensive line, running back, I mean, anything.
What specifically about the linebackers are you seeing this?
Okay, they were okay. They weren't nothing special, but they got better. I mean, you're talking about a group of guys that hadn't been in there a lot. Buddy played, they played solid. And those other guys are all getting in new roles. So, I mean, they're making progress of where they could be right now.
So where do you see the offensive line moving forward, even though you lose McCoy and it did so, you know?
Well, hopefully better. I mean, it's got to get better. Now we're blocking good guys, but we got to get some continuity, got to get healthy. I mean, you played the scrimmage with two true freshman guards. Redshirt freshman and two, I guess redshirt freshman, I say, never played, 75 and tanking. Some other guys were hawking, them guys weren't in the scrimmage. He was sick, he had the flu. So getting him in there, move Prater over to guard a little bit sometimes, and just finding combinations right now. They just got to get better. But that's where you're always going to be at this time of year. And there ain't a coach in America right now saying that.
We're hearing good things about Tank.
He's okay.
Playing a lot because of how well he's playing, injury situation?
Both. He's going to play. He's in the rotation and doing a good job. And he makes some mistakes for a young guy. You know, calls and how fast it happens and who you're blocking. I mean, them two inside guys are pretty daggone good now. I mean, really good. But, you know, he's making progress.
Will that rotation be deeper at the offensive line than it was last year?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, we don't know that yet.
What role will Cordarian play? Is he a short yardage guy?
He's a tailback. He'll play just like everybody other tailback. Catches the ball really well.
Who are some of those guys that caught your eye maybe in that scrimmage?
Nobody. I mean, it was back and forth. I mean, you had plays. Hezekiah made some nice plays in the game, caught a couple deep balls, two or three of them, matter of fact. Made some plays down the field. Some of the backs, 325. I mean, three did a good job. Vernon did a good job in there. Defensively, again, I say the inside two tackles, the whole front guys up front. Three did a good job rushing. Two made some things in the run, but the two inside guys, they're disruptors now. And then PV mixed in with that group, so they're getting better.
Have you started to see some guys emerge, newer guys emerge as leaders or guys that are really?
Yeah, I mean, say leaders. The same guys. The same guys are going to do the same thing. There ain't going to be no new guys. Same guys are experienced are going to keep doing it.
Keldrick Carper seems like it. I know you chose him to represent the defensive backs in terms of what he does off the field as well as on the field. Seems like a
very steady guy, man. Knows what you're going to get. Comes to practice with a smile every day. Works hard, smart. You know, just doing a really solid job. I mean, he really is. Great kid.
What kind of kid do you like to represent.
You do. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, they are. And he plays because you know what you're getting every day. And that's the thing with all these guys. Show us what you're going to do every day. Be consistent because then you can coach around that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you are and who you are. Don't be up and down. And that goes right now because you're getting – now they're starting to get banged up. They're starting to get bruised. All those times, who can play with a little bit of pain? Who can play with a nick or a knack? You know, that whole thing, you're starting to find out about them. And, you know, when you're the backup or you're the – there's another guy there that kind of can cover you a little bit. Now you're the guy out front or got to be the leader of the group. That's a whole different animal. And that's something – that's a learned behavior that they have to learn to experience. And they're getting better at it as a team. I mean, as a team, we got to do that.
Has Grayson Reed been out there?
Who?
Grayson.
No. He had that pick. Torn pec. He'll be out there all spring. He'll be back this summer and fall.
We're How's the center him. Position looking?
Okay. McCollum, Prater, Clements, all those guys getting in and get snaps. They're doing, I mean, they rotate and did a solid job. I mean, we moved the football, did good thing.
On the recruiting side of things with Larry McDonald coming back, what do you think about that?
You know, I'm very happy with Larry. Larry does a great job. Wanted to try to keep him as much as we can, but you know, there's promotional things that they're going to take. But then we had an opening come back, so it was great to get him back. Larry's a great guy, loves A&M, went to A&M, knows everything about it. And when he recruits, he puts his heart into it. We're happy to have him back.
I know you had spoken highly of Leah. She's going to be missed.
Oh, yeah, very much. I mean, all those people have no idea the hours and hours of work they do behind the scenes and just, you know, calls, organization, relationships, and things that go on that because we as coaches can't be with them all the time. You know, there's a different level of people that they have to communicate with, and Leah did a tremendous job, and we hate to lose her.
Does it come down to better hours, things like that for
her? Oh, I don't know. You have to ask her. I'm not going to choose that for and what goes on.
Anything else? All right.
Good. Thank you. Thank
you. No April Fool's jokes.
Nah.
Brent.